Week 15, Sunday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Naught be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, in the day and the night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise. Thou my inheritance through all my days. Thou, and thou only, the first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, thou heaven's bright sun, grant me its joys after victory is won. Christ of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. I will bless you day after day, O Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 144. I will give you glory, O God my King, I will bless your name for ever. I will bless you day after day, and praise your name for ever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised, his greatness cannot be measured. Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendour and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works. They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness, age to age shall ring out your justice. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How great is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will bless you day after day, O Lord. Alleluia. Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia. Psalm 144 continued. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God. To make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendour of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia. Psalm 144 concluded. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds, the Lord supports all who fall, and raises all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live. The Lord is just in all his ways, and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry, and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy. Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name, for ever, for ages unending. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is faithful in all his words, and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia. My son, pay attention to my words. Listen carefully to what I say. A reading from the first book of Kings, chapter 16. In the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, Ahab, the son of Omri, began to reign over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord, more than all that were before him. And, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, he took for wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and went and served Baal, and worshipped him. He erected an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he built in Samaria, and Ahab made an Asherah. Ahab did more to provoke the Lord, the God of Israel, to anger than all the kings of Israel who were before him. In his days Hiel of Bethel built Jericho. He laid its foundation at the cost of Abiram, his firstborn, and set up its gates at the cost of his youngest son, Segub, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Joshua, the son of Nun. Now Elijah the Tishbite, of Tishbe in Gilead, said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years except by my word." And the word of the Lord came to him, "Depart from here and turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith that is east of the Jordan. You shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. He went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is east of the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. And after a while the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel, that I may drink." And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of meal in a jar, and a little oil in a cruse, and now I am gathering a couple of sticks, that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Fear not, go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake of it, and bring it to me, and afterward make for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal shall not be spent, and the cruse of oil shall not fail, until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. And she went and did as Elijah said, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of meal was not spent, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. Responsory. Elijah prayed that it might not rain, and there was no rain. Then he prayed again, and rain fell from heaven. Elijah appeared, a prophet like fire, whose word flamed like a torch. By the word of the Lord he shut up the heavens. Then he prayed again, and rain fell from heaven. A reading from the Treatise of St. Ambrose on the Mysteries. We have given you instructions each day on moral matters during the time when the readings were the history of the patriarchs or the Book of Proverbs. We wanted you to be formed and instructed by these, and so grow accustomed to following the ways of our ancestors and to obeying God's word. So, having been renewed by baptism, you would be capable of leading the sort of life which is appropriate for those who have been purified. Now is the time to speak of the mysteries and to give you an explanation of the sacraments. If we had thought of referring to this before your baptism, before you had been initiated, we should have been considered traitors rather than teachers. Besides, the light of the mysteries shines more brightly on those who have not experienced it than on those who have had a glimpse of it. Open your ears, then, and take in the sweetness of eternal life which has been breathed upon you by the gift of the sacraments. This is what we indicated to you when, celebrating the mystery of the opening of your ears, we said, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened," so that all who were to receive the grace might know what they were being asked, and remember what answer they had to give. This is the mystery which Christ celebrated in the Gospel, as we read, when he cured the deaf mute. After this, the Holy of Holies was unlocked for you, and you entered the sanctuary of regeneration. Recall what you were asked, and remember what you answered. You renounce the devil and his works, the world with its luxury and pleasures. Those words of yours are preserved not in the tombs of the dead, but in the book of the living. You saw the Levite there, you saw the priest, you saw the high priest. Do not consider their outward appearance, but the grace of their ministries. It was in the presence of the angels that you spoke, as it is written, quote, "The lips of a priest guard knowledge, and men seek instruction from his mouth, for he is the angel of the Lord of hosts." End of quote. There is no place for deception, nor for denial. He is the angel who proclaims the kingdom of Christ and eternal life. You must not make your assessment of him according to his appearance, but according to his office. Consider what he transmitted, reflect upon his function, recognize his dignity. You entered then in order to encounter your adversary, whom you were determined to renounce to his face. Then you turned to the east, for he who renounces the devil turns to Christ and looks him straight in the face. Responsory from Titus chapter 3. We ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray. We passed our days in malice and envy, hateful ourselves and hating one another. But God, in his mercy, saved us through the water of rebirth and the renewing power of the Holy Spirit. All of us lived according to our natural desires, and we too were naturally bound to suffer God's wrath. But God, in his mercy, saved us through the water of rebirth and the renewing power of the Holy Spirit. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers, all the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. God and Father, to those who go astray, you reveal the light of your truth and enable them to return to the right path. Grant that all who have received the grace of baptism may strive to be worthy of their Christian calling and reject everything opposed to it. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.